ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। एनी ऑब्जेक्ट इज नॉट, डोंट लुक एट द बुक नाउ, जस्ट आर फॉर अंडरस्टैंडिंग, ओके? बिकॉज नेक्स्ट वर्ड ऑन वेरी इजी फॉर यू, इज इन सेंस वी आर गोइंग टू डू अदर अगेन ओल्ड प्रक्रिया से गोइंग टू यूज अगेन। It's just that before I go take you to this understanding this connection, I'm making it sambandha, okay? Sambandha, association or connection, isn't it? So what is the sambandha between satyam and mithya or consciousness and matter? Consciousness and matter, what's the sambandha? Sambandha, when you say talk about sambandha, there must be two. What is real sambandha? So real sambandha can be only between two things, and that those two things but relatively real two things. See, this is mic and this is computer. What is sambandha? Is it? So that two different things, you can talk about the connection between two people, two things which are relatively real. Of course, absolutely, you cannot talk about the sambandha at all, isn't it? Absolutely, we cannot talk about sambandha at all because there's no second thing. When you talk about the association, connection, you can talk about things which are within the realm of mithya universe. And then in Tarka Shastram, how they discuss this topic of sambandha, because for them it's a very important topic. Vedanta Shastram, we really, sambandha is not given that importance because finally we negate everything. So, the threefold sambandha, threefold connections discussed in Tarka Shastram. Understand that today? When later again I'll explain. Sanyoga sambandha. समवाय संबंध तादात्म्य संबंध संयोग संबंध समवाय संबंध तादात्म्य संबंध। व्हाट इज संयोग संबंध? ओके, संयोग संबंध इज समथिंग व्हिच इज सेपरेबल, सम कनेक्शन हैपेंस. Okay, suppose if I wear a garland, somebody comes and gives me a garland, I am wearing a garland. There is sambandha. The garland is sitting on my neck for some time. And there's what is the connection between me and the garland offered to me? There's sanyoga sambandha. Sanyoga sambandha means the separable connection. Because after some time, the garland can be removed and taken away. It is called sanyoga sambandha. Now, after shower, you are wearing your clothes, isn't it? Then what is connection between the body and your clothes? When you go for next shower, you remove it, isn't it? Use removable, separable objects. The connection between the removable, separable objects, two objects, is what now? Sanyoga sambandha, separable association. Now, I can say, she is tall or he is fat. Okay? That man is fat. That man is tall. When I say, the tallness is what? The tallness is the property, isn't it? The tallness is a property belonging to a person. Now, fire is hot when you say, isn't it? Leave it alone as a guna. As I take it as a guna. So, the property which is inseparable, the tallness and the body cannot be separated. Isn't it? The tallness is not separable. But the sambandha is there. The tallness, the height, or the weight, isn't it? Now, this is Manjakudi is Manjakudi is a big village, we say. the bigness is not separable. Inseparable, inseparable property, inseparable attribute of anything also has masos, sambandha. What is connection between bigness and the village? What is the connection between tallness and the person? Or the fatness and the person? Or goodness of the person? A very good person is there, isn't it? It's not inseparable. Inseparable association. Association with something, some attributes, some nature, something. Isn't it? Inseparable means it's called samavaya sambandha. Say yoga is a separable association. Samavaya sambandha is inseparable association. Okay? Such as inseparability of properties. Such as the attributes, tallness, fatness, etc. He is an intelligent person. What's the connection between intelligence and the person? Samavaya sambandha. In Tarkashastra, it is inseparable. Isn't it? Not like a shirt. Okay. With separate, people can take bit and then weigh and then give it to somebody. You can sell it also. People will start selling intelligence if it is separable, isn't it? It cannot be done. That's what we say, what? Samavaya sambandha. What's the connection between this person and the brilliance? What connection between this person, this body, the person and his, no, and his height? Samavaya sambandha. Now we also have tadatmya sambandha. Tadatmya sambandha. It looks like that. Tadatmya sambandha. One more sambandha we have. Tadatmya sambandha. I'll explain that also. Now here, before I explain the tadatmya sambandha, I want you to understand this one. This sambandha between rope and a snake. Rope and a snake means there's no real snake. Real snake is not there. What is only rope? But even though what is rope, we do not know what rope is. Because of the ignorance of what is being rope, the ignorance contributes for mistaking the rope for a snake. Do not mistake the rope for something else. Isn't it? Because something similar in its appearance. Definitely you cannot mistake it for something else, means something completely different. So you see a stump, okay? You mistake it for a thief, a rope in the night time. So this sambandha, what sambandha between what is really there and what is not really there at all? That's called irregular sambandha. Okay, irregular connection. Irregular connection. This is purely because of the ignorance. It's only because of ignorance. Otherwise, it's not really there. So, satyam mithya sambandha is what? Irregular sambandha. And even the possibility of mistaking is because of the presence of consciousness. Isn't it? Even you mistake Atma for an Atma, you can mistake it for something else if it is not there, isn't it? There's some sambandha is there. So like this, the sambandha is discussed, talked about. If we do the following verse, we come back to this verse, okay, to understand how we have to understand this sambandha. Okay? This, what is this adhyasa sambandha? We'll come back after understanding this 8th verse. We'll come back to this again. Okay, we'll come back to this. I'll explain to you how this can be understood after understanding these things. So what was made very clear in the first line, and then after understanding other verses, you can come back, you can see even that is also only because of this. This only one vastu. Vastu itself means that which is. That which is vastu. That's why we have this, we derive this word vastavam. Tamil also use this word vastavam. Vastavam means what? Really. isn't it? But vastu means that which is really there is vastu. So vastu, the reality, the abstract formless reality, because it is abstract, because it is formless, because it is subtle, isn't it? Because it's attributeless, because it's imperceptible, we always think that it's not there. In fact, that abstract formless reality should not be mistaken for something non-existent just because it is formless. You know, it is the entity. It is the absolute entity, is this formless reality. The problem is, we are so used to perceiving, seeing everything subtle and gross. We always want some form or the other. Something formless, something abstract, something inexplicably subtlest. And that is the actual vastu. That is the actual substance. That's the only vastu is there. If that is not there, nothing else will be. Nothing else will be. Isn't it? That's why Vidyarana Swami, they try their best to explain Now, this we saw many times, like I told you, Vidyarana Swami in his work, he talks about the stage and a program, a dance program happening on the stage, the Nartakaha. Okay? There's this Vedika, a stage. On the stage, there's a program, the dance program happening. Many artists come and they are colorfully dressed. And we see their various expressions, abhinayas. We see their costume, they're colorful. And so our attention is totally taken away by what? Grabbed by the moments. And there's so many artists are there. And many artists, we count the number of artists. Okay? We see their costume. We see how they express the abhinayas, how they express their this one postures, and how they step, how they dance, how they move, how colorful they are. Everything that is all mobile, moving things is so attractive for us. And all this is possible. We are able to appreciate the colors, appreciate the costumes, appreciate the jewelry, appreciate their movements, appreciate the abhinaya. You talk highly of the role program, which was a success, isn't it? Everything because of one thing. Minus that one thing, the whole program, isn't it, would have been a flop. Isn't it? Imagine if there was no power, like Manjukuri, okay? And the power goes and everything remains covered in darkness. What can you see? Can you appreciate the number of dances? Can you appreciate their costumes? Can you appreciate their colors? Can you appreciate their abhinayams or facial expressions, physical expressions? Isn't it? So what can you appreciate? Nothing would have seen, isn't it? But do we ever pay attention to something called light? Light is one unmoving, uniform stuff, isn't it? But light is not at all given importance. Light is not at all given importance, isn't it? We never pay attention to it. But it is that light which lends existence, which earns importance for the whole program that's happening. But our attention is not paid to that light at all. Isn't it? At least something uniform, one, non-attractive, colorless. But all movements draw their attention. Plurality draws the attention. Colors draw the attention. Which are all mithya. Which wouldn't have been without the light. Exactly, that's possible, the best, nearest possible example Vidyarana Swami gives. Here also, the problem is, we have to learn to understand and accept the entity. Okay, the existence is the word, isn't it? The noun, this word actually reveals something. This word reveals something as the nature of something. That is, the existence is the nature of reality. Reality is in the form of existence only. And what is the color of the existence, form of the existence, what is the attribute of the existence, is absolutely attributeless. And is it really difficult for the gross mind to accept that existence is an independent entity? Very difficult. And it is this abstract formless reality, and which is understood in terms of its nature of existence as the existence of this experienced world. When you say experienced, means the entire objective universe, including time and space. Everything which exists within the realm of time and space, including one's body, mind, and complex, can be reduced to what one word, objective universe, objective world. Isn't it? And this world shines, enjoys a status of being existent because it exists because it shines. And we talk about the object, talk about every object in this universe. We talk about this universe also because we are aware of it. Is it possible for us to talk about something, to describe something, to praise something, or to even to talk anything, whatever you want to say about an object? Is it possible at all for us to talk about something in praise of it, in blame, anything, in glorifying it, in describing it, talking about it? It's not at all possible if you're not aware of it. You're talking about something means you are aware of it. So already that object is what? Associated with what? Awareness, knowledge. An object which has the status of being an object, which has the status of being existent, which is describable, which is discussed, talked about, definitely has its connection with what? Awareness, sambandha. If you're not aware of something, you cannot talk about. Already awareness is there, isn't it? That is why this objective universe, however vast it is, however bright it is, big it is not at all. For us, this world is real. Exactly how in the dance program, our attention is totally grabbed by the dancers, the movements, etc. Even that's very attractive, interesting for us. Isn't it? We cannot, do not even think that I had to pay attention to the light. Even though in the presence of light alone, you're watching everything. When you're watching the dance program, you're watching the colors, etc., enjoying everything. The enjoyment itself is happening where? Only in the presence of the light. What is being watched and appreciated is what? Along with the light. Light is not, you're not experienced. Light is simultaneously along with the program is experienced. With every dancer, every artist, with everything and everything we are just watched and experienced, along with everything, with the form, with the name, with the color, the abhinaya, everything, along with everything, what is inseparably, unavoidably experienced is the light. It's not that you are not experiencing light. We are experiencing the light. One thing is, our attention is not paid to that. We're experiencing it, but our attention is not paid to that light. Okay. So what Shastram helps us to do now? Shastram does not tell us not to watch the dance, okay? Shastram just tells us, when you are watching this whole program, okay, also pay attention to the light. So Shastram only takes your attention from this whole colorful, the dances and the costumes and colors, the light. It what is what? Saddarshan. Understand? Saddarshan means what? Giving the vision of the truth. Sat means truth. Sat means existence also. In existence itself is the truth. So in the same way here in this, with reference to this objective universe also, this universe is the shines. The universe is because it shines. If the universe does not shine, okay, the universe is what? You cannot say universe exists. You say universe exists because it shines. It shines because it is known. It is associated with what? Awareness. Understand now? Therefore, it is known, therefore it shines. It shines, therefore it exists. If it doesn't shine, if it is not known, it doesn't shine, it cannot shine. If it doesn't shine, it is as well as non-existent. Which means there's never a time this universe has independent existence of its own by itself. Never. That's why chitaha vina. Chitaha rute achitaha bhanam na. Nasti. Chitaha vina achitaha bhanam na means what? There's no way of, okay, the shining of this universe without the light of consciousness. Achitaha vina. Chitaha rute. And without bhanam, without shining, bhanam, without bhanam, without shining. No, sattvam is not, existence is not possible. So that doesn't mean light creates something, the opaque thing. It doesn't mean consciousness does not create matter, does not create material worlds. Consciousness has nothing to do with the matter. That is matter. But this matter has always been counted as a mithya only. Mithya means what? If it is satyam, it should shine by itself. If it is tucham, it should not shine at all. Satyam chet pratiyeta. If it is absolutely real, it should shine independently. But it doesn't shine independently. If it is andrituchyam tetna pratiyeta. If it is not real, unreal, it should not shine at all. Like rabbit's horn. It cannot shine at all. But it is neither real nor unreal. But it shines. Which means it shines but after the light of consciousness. Understand? That is why this mithya. Because mithya means, can you take it as a second object and thing? Consciousness is abstract, formless reality is. And Shastram reveals that reality is in the form of existence of the universe. Okay, Shastram says that. And the same Shastram says that reality which is in the form of existence of the universe, okay, has arrived at as what? As one soul surupa. Shastram uses this methodology and helps us when we analyze your mind. Because mind is the subtlest of the matter. This mind itself being inexplicably subtle. This mind has to be understood only in terms of its the function of mentation, in terms of its three states. How do you understand the three states of mind? In the form of three states of experience. We cannot deny that we all go through the three states of experience. The experience is there. Isn't it? And how is what is that experience? Where does that experience happen? Isn't it? That experience itself is what state of mind. You have to understand mind, a state of mind, only in terms of state of experience. Experience is mind. Every state of experience is mind only. That is why the three states of experience are possible. Therefore, we also have what three objects of experience also. In each state of experience, the object of experience is what? Different. What is experienced in the waking state? is the external world of material, elemental world. Elemental world is experienced in the waking state. In the dream state of experience is completely different. This is non-existent then. When you are in dream, this waking universe doesn't exist for you. For the dreamer, there is no waking universe. There's only one universe for him, which is, he doesn't know that this is not a waking universe. The person who is in dream does not know that it is not a universe experience in the waking state. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know that he is in dream also. Just there is experiencer, there is experience, there's an experienced world. That experienced world is in the form of the very experience itself. Completely vasanamaya prapancha, all thought projected world. Isn't it? You cannot deny your experience. Thought projected world. The whatever you see in dream is all in your mind only. Where are you seeing it? It's all in your mind only you're seeing it. Even what you're seeing in the waking state also, you're seeing only in your mind only. That is why it's a different state of mind experience, isn't it? So keeping your sense organs, these actual sense organs, organs of actions, everything remain non-functional. The mind alone is partially functional and then mind projects it. That experience also is there. That is why here Shastram talks about the two powers, isn't it? This Nidra Shakti contributes for the projection of this dream world. Maya Shakti contributes for the projection of this objective universe experienced in the waking state. Anyway, whether it's a dream, Sukshma Prapancha, the dream world, or this Vasanamaya Prapancha, this dream world, projection of your vasanas, are you? This is an external waking world. It's a this elemental world, whatever it is. The objective universe has no independent existence at all. Isn't it? And because how do we know? There is a time where there's no subtle universe, there's no gross universe also. Don't think I'm talking something else. I have talked to you all these things to help you understand Adhyasa Sambandha. Okay. So this universe has no independent existence at all. Whether it is Swapnam Prapanchaha or Jagrat Prapanchaha, no existence. But when both are not there also, when the both worlds are not there, the Vasanamaya Prapancha, the thought projected dream world also is not there. Elemental external world, waking world also is not there. And there is an experience, there is a state of experience where there is nothingness. Nothingness is the object of experience. Nothingness means we just see total ignorance. In total ignorance, when there's no identity, when there's non-identity, there is absence of experience of pairs of opposites. This absence of experience of pairs of opposites itself is bliss. Some sort of sukham. This which can be disturbed, isn't it? And that experience also is possible means experience is possible means there is, isn't it? What is it which contributes for that experience? Without whose presence experience is not possible. Isn't it? That is abstract. How without that, without which the whole, the program of artists is of is not possible. Similarly, what is that without the presence of which? The presence of which itself is a blessing. Without the presence of which, this something called experience is not at all possible. Isn't it? That is what is abstract. Don't take that abstract thing for granted. It is the real entity. Understand? This abstract, formless, attributeless, what something which is there is of the nature of consciousness, knowing, and it is of the nature of existence. That is what is chit sat. Chit sat or sat chit. The sat chit alone, being the subtlest, is the most pervasive, absolutely pervasive. Absolutely pervasive means it is pervasive of even this space. Therefore, now you have to see from the standpoint of the abstract thing, you see, you must have shifted your eye sense where from, isn't it? That is the experience of knower. Therefore, I refers to that only abstract vastu. And from the standpoint of the vastu, you can see it is not just inside. Arrived at inside the mind, inside the, but still it is all pervasive. Sarva, all pervasive. And in that all pervasive reality alone, we say what this mind itself exists means is all in the thoughts. Okay. The whole gross elements, the elemental world exists in this subtle thoughts only. In your mind only. Where is the mind, isn't it? You can't explain. Doesn't stand outside of that. That is why existence. You can talk about the existence of anything only if it shines. Which shines means what? It's already illumined for which there is awareness. That's why we say this abstract reality, awareness alone is in the form of existence. They are not two. When it is experienced, it is manifest. When it is not available for experience, it is pure. Whether knowledge or existence, consciousness or existence, when experienced, okay, experienced as something associated with an object, what is reality is experienced, non-experienceable reality, unobjectifiable reality, reality which is not an object at all, still it is experienced when it is associated with form, name and function. As knowledge of an object. Knowledge of an object, knowledge is experienced. The existence of an object, it is experienced. Understand? Experienced knowledge, known knowledge. Known knowledge, knowledge of the mic. When I say this mic is, what is there in my mind? Yes, knowledge of the existence of the mind. Knowledge of the mind is, the knowledge is known. Isn't it? Knowledge is known. If I say, I know this is mic, that's what? Knowledge of the mic. I know this is table, knowledge of the table. I know this is a man, knowledge of the man. I know this is a tree. Okay, the knowledge of the tree. That knowledge is known. I know that I know. Knowledge is a known knowledge. The known existence. I know it exists. Understand? It enjoys existence. So this existence and knowledge experienced or known is what? Manifest knowledge, manifest existence. Manifest means what? Associated with an object. Knowledge of something is what? Knowledge associated with an object. Existence of something. Existence associated with something. That existence or knowledge associated with some object or the other as knowledge of something, existence of something is what? Manifest knowledge, manifest existence, which is available for experience. Understand? Now, the source of the knowledge, the source of existence, the source of the knowledge is the source of the existence. Understand? So this existence of anything and everything presupposses the knowledge of something. Existence of the mic presupposes the knowledge of the mic. Even the mic is just in front of me. If I do not know it is mic, the mic doesn't exist for me, isn't it? So existence of something presupposes the knowledge. Is it clear now? The source of the knowledge is the same reality, the source of existence. That source of knowledge and source of existence is sadvastu. Is vastu, which is implied by the term Brahma, which is implied by the term Atma. So being the source of knowledge and existence, it has independent existence, and the objects, okay, the known, the objects enjoy existence, isn't it? The objects are what? There are no independent existence. That's why mithya. Which means it is very difficult to say it is as good as unreal. It is not unreal. It is as good as unreal. It's as good as non-existent. To say that, you must have really seen that how, you must be very clear about absolutely what is this abstract thing. So, to come to the point, let us see, read the 8th verse. Then, na deho nendriyam chaham, na deho nendriyam chaham. Let me change the tune. Na deho nendriyam chaham, na deho nendriyam chaham, na prano na mano na dhihi, na prano na mano na dhihi, na deho nendriyam chaham, na deho nendriyam chaham, na prano na mano na dhihi, prano na mano na dhihi. Mamata parirabdhatvat, mamata parirabdhatvat, akridatvadidam dhiyah, akridatvadidam dhiyah. See, something which is repeated and repeated and repeated, only when subtle, when it drops, the whole repetition serves its purpose. Until then, something you are hearing repeatedly, isn't it? Then suddenly it will happen. But that sudden happening, you have to wait. Isn't it? And people are used to this listening, the classes, you will know how suddenly penny drops. Isn't it? We'll see this, and I can again show you that. Na deho nendriyam chaham, na deho nendriyam chaham, na prano na mano na dhihi, prano na mano na dhihi, mamata parirabdhatvat, mamata parirabdhatvat, akridatvadidam dhiyah, datvadidam dhiyah. Na deho nendriyam chaham, na prano na mano na dhihi, mamata parirabdhatvat, parirabdhatvat, akridatvadidam dhiyah. So, in the previous verses, okay, in the previous verses from the verse number 2 until the verse number 7, how in terms of from different natures in terms of timelessness, patientlessness, etc. How aham brahma asmi. I cannot refer to anything other than this abstract formless reality, which is ever of the nature of existence, consciousness, brahma. Aham brahma. He clarified it very well. He reinforced it also. Now again he says, if that is very clear, okay, if you say it is very, very clear, I refers to only this abstract formless reality. It means I cannot be identified with what? This I sense cannot be identified with anything, gross body or subtle aspects which constitute part of the individual. So he says, that's what he says in this. Na dehaha. Na dehaha. Na indriyam. Na cha aham. Na pranaha. Na manaha. Na dehi. I definitely does not refer to what? Na de aham. Na dehaha. Aham dehaha na. Aham dehaha na means what? Definitely I am the knower. If I am the knower, understand? I am the knower. I know I am. I know the world of objects is. I know I am. I know this is a body. I know I am. I know this is. Okay, this is mind. I know I am. These are sense organs, which means I know I am. I know this is. Means this body also is what? Being object of knowledge, what? I am na dehaha. I am definitely, I the knower am not the known body. Na indriyam. So I the knower am not the known sense organ, any of the sense organs. Can be karmendriyani or jnanendriyani. Aham na pranaha. So I the knower am not any of the prana. Any of, see, pranaha stands for what? The vital air. Vital air involved in fivefold functions. So I'm not the vital force. Aham na pranaha na manaha. So what manaha? I am not any of the changing three states of mind. I am not the changing three states. I, the knower, experiencer, am not any of the changing states of experience, changing states of mind. Therefore, I am not the mind also. Then, na dhihi. Na dhihi. I am not even, I, the knower, am not the known intellect. How do you understand intellect? Intellect in terms of the manifest knowledge. When there's knowledge of existence of the self and the existence of the world, it is intellect. Isn't it? When there's no knowledge of the existence of the world and the existence of the self, or there is ignorance. So ignorance and knowledge are known means intellect is known. So I, the knower, am distinct from the known intellect. I am not the intellect. Which means, I'm not distant. We should not say the intellect is not me. Okay? Of course, you must be very, very clear. I, the knower, am distinct, though not distant from the known body, sense power, or mind, or the vital force or intellect. So aham na dehaha, aham na indriyam, aham na pranaha, aham na manaha, aham na dehi. Now he says, see, mamata parirabdhatvat. Mamata parirabdhatvat. See, mamata, please make a note, mama is what? The declension of aham, first three case. Mama means my. My or mine. Mamata means the sense of possession. My sense. Mama means my. Mama ta in Tamil is what? You make ta as thai, Tamil. Geeta, geetai. Mamata, mamatai. Ahanta, ahantai. In Tamil, in the Vishnu, ahantai. Ahanta, ahanta, mamata. In Tamil, if you make it masculine word, mama bhavaha, aham bhavaha. Aham bhavaha, mama bhavaha. Feminine, ahanta, mamata. Ahanta means what? I sense. Mamata means my sense. The notion of mine is mamata. The notion of I is what? Ahanta. So ahankaraha mamakaraha. So here mamata means my sense. This the sense of possession is mine. Mamata. Parirabdhatvat. Parirabdhatvat. See, parirabdham means what? Embraced. What's it? Parirabdhatvat means due to the embracing of the my sense. Mamata parirabdhatvat, due to the embracing of, due to being embraced by the my sense. What does it mean? Because of mamakara, because of the wrong identity, because of the sense of possession. Mamata parirabdhatvat, akridatvat, mamatayaha akridatvat. Akridatvam. Akridati means place. Akridatvat. Because of the playfulness of the mind. Who plays here? Because of the playfulness of the mind. Playfulness of the mind. Because the function of mentation. Because the playfulness of the mind. Because of the function of mentation. The way it is with ignorance. Isn't it? Naturally, what happens? Entertaining the sense of possession in terms of mine as mine. Idam dhiyaha. Idam dhiyaha. Idam dhiyaha means what? All these erroneous notions are, idam dhyaha means all these erroneous notions of the self and the world also are purely because of this my sense, mamata, sense of possession. The sense of possession is because of wrong identity. Okay, even though I am distinct from all this, and because of the close proximity, I am not distant from all this. When I mistake all those things as I am, then naturally there comes my sense. The sense of possession, the mamata itself is because of what? Mamata is because of ahanta. What is ahanta? Isn't it? Ahanta means there is erroneous notion. Is ahanta. The erroneous notion I have about myself is because of the erroneous perception. What erroneous perception? Here, all these are, I sense is placed in all these things. Having the I sense placed in what I am not, in the body, mind, prana, etc., is ahanta. And placing the I sense in all of them, taking them as mine, is what? Mamata. Because of this playfulness of mind, okay, what happens now? All these are all wrong notions are there. We saw now earlier that how the body identity is in the form of I am the body and my body and everything is wanted for me. This is how it is. So aham deha. देहो नेन्द्रियञ्चाहम्. सो इदं धियः, इफ टेक इट टुगेदर, ऑल दीज नोशंस, ऑल दीज erroneous notions are purely because of the playfulness of the mind and with the sense of possession caused by ignorance because of the misplaced I in what I am not. And actually, as a knower, I am distinct from all of them. I am not anything of this, any of this. Okay, then what I am here, he says here, Sakshi sarvan vitav preyan, ahan nahankadachana. So when I sense is placed in the body, naturally what happens, not only body, mind, everything, there is strong I sense aham buddhi in all the anatma aspects. Aham, I sense is placed in the mind, I sense is placed in intellect, I sense is placed in prana, I sense is placed in sense organs, I sense is placed in also what? Dehe atma buddhi, manasi atma buddhi, buddho atma buddhi, prane atma buddhi, atma buddhi, I am that. I think that is very strongly everywhere there. Why? Because of playfulness of the mind. Because of the ignorance, isn't it? And therefore, once I sense is there, that is how the sense of possession comes. Mine. The notion of mine comes because of what? Because of ahanta, erroneous notion one has about oneself. That is mamata. This belongs to me. That comes. And anything, everything associated with the body, mind, and complex is taken as mine. Isn't it? My sense also comes. So he says, actually what I am, we have to go back to the class again. Aham actually Brahma. Though I am Brahma. So I am Brahma, aham Brahma asmi, still this aham, in spite of myself being Brahma, I mistake myself for what? This body, mind, and complex. I place I sense here. I have a sense of possession. Okay, sense of belonging. It's all because of the playfulness of the mind, because of the ignorance. And because this embracing my sense means what? Having the my sense. Sakshi sarvan vitav preyan, aham naham kadachana, Sakshi sarvan vitav preyan, aham naham kadachana, Parinama Parichedaparitapairupaplavat. It's only one long sentence. Parinama Parichedaparitapairupaplavat. Parinama. Say now. Paricheda. Paritapairupaplavat. Sakshi sarvan vitav preyan. Aham nahankadachana, parinama paricheda, paritapairupaplavat. So, சர்வான்விதஹ அகம் சாட்சி. சர்வான்விதஹ மீன்ஸ் ஆக்சுவலி அன்வித மீன்ஸ் எண்டோட் வித். So anvita means endowed with, but being endowed with everything is not being pervasive. Okay, but take from not directly pervasive. Being endowed with everything means being pervasive. For sarvanvitaha sakshi, I am the all pervasive witness consciousness. I am all pervasive witness consciousness. Sarvanvitaha, all pervasive witness consciousness. And then aham preyan, aham preyan. See that word priya, no, we derive from here from it. So aham preyan means preyan, preyasi, no, preshta, we say the dearest level. So here preyan, aham dear, I am the most beloved for me, I am the dearest for me, I'm the dear. So I am the dear consciousness, witness consciousness. I am the dearest or dearer witness consciousness. Aham sarvanvitaha preyan sakshi. I am the all pervasive dearest witness consciousness. Then what I am not? Kadachana, na kadachana, never. Never am I, na kadachana aham, parinama, paricheda, paritapaihi, upaplavat. Parinama, paricheda, paritapaihi, upaplavat. Never am I subject to any form of affliction. See, even though upaplavaha means disturbances, afflictions, sufferings. Okay, upaplavaha itself means what? The upaplavaha, but upaplavaha means due to, even it is there because of, isn't it? We don't need to take it. Upaplavaha, you can take it. So, who am I? I am all pervasive, dearest witness consciousness. I am. But actually, I am not subject to any form of afflictions. As I am not subject to any form of affliction, that's because therefore, I am not subject to any form of affliction. Call it parinamaha. Parinamaha means what? Okay. Parinama, evolutional changes also. Okay, parinamaha literally means evolution. It also means changes only. Parinama means change. Changes or modifications. Then parichedaha means limitation. Parinamaha, evolution. Okay, evolutional changes. Then parichedaha means limitation. Limitation. In all nouns. And paritapaha. Tapaha means pain. Paritapaha means what? Suffering. Actually affliction. So paritapaha, suffering. So kadachana, na kadachana, na kadachana, aham, parinama, paricheda, paritapaihi, paritapaihi upaplutaha. Upapluta means I'm not afflicted by any changes or modifications or limitations or any form of suffering. I'm not subject to any of the afflictions in terms of suffering, in terms of limitations, in terms of changes. Why? I'm only witness. I am distinct from the body. I'm distinct from this mind, distinct from intellect, distinct from sense organs. I'm distinct means what? Not distant from witness. So being a witness, I'm not subject to any of these afflictions caused by changes or limitations. The body, mind, and commerce definitely subject to all forms of afflictions caused by limitations, changes, and sufferings. I'm not subject to any of this. Nakadachana, never am I subject to all these afflictions. Sakshi sarvanvitah preyanahannaham kadachana parinama parichedha paritapairupaplavat. See, because this author of this book really has passed again the whole Dhrti Shiveka Prakriya, which we don't need, because we've been doing in the classes all the time. We don't need to again go back and do it, isn't it? How I am the knower, I'm different from this, etc. This is from the page, explanations there. And now he having said that, and he again goes back to this, how I'm a witness. See, to say I'm distinct from the known body, mind, sense complex, I should see the distinctness only as the witness, isn't it? I'm a witness means witness of what? Witness when, where, how I am a witness. That is discussed in the 10th verse. Suptehamas suptehamapi suptehamina drishyante suptehamina drishyante suptehamina drishyante mampi suptehami na drishyante dukkha dosha pravruttayah. You want the page number 62, 10th verse. Supteham supteham na drishyante dukkha dosha pravruttayah. So, are you hungry or what? So, tehamina drishyante dukkha dosha pravruttayah. Atastasyaiva samsaraha atastasyaiva samsaraha namesam sartru sakshinah. Okay, let me tell you quickly because of time now. See, ahami supte. Please now, supte ahami. Take only the first word. Supte ahami. What is ahami? If aham, if you decline, aham, aham, aham. Okay, then locative case form of aham. Not mayi. Please make a note. Mayi means in me. But ahami means what? In I. Literally. But yes, sati saptami. Therefore, not in I also. When, okay, yes, minute. When I is asleep. See, please make a note. Ahami is a sati saptami expression. Okay. Ahami literally means what? In I, not in me. In me means my. Understand? But to say, when I am asleep, ahami supte means what? When this I is asleep. Cut it down. Ahami supte means what? When this I sense is asleep. Got it now? Have you understood that now? Ahami supte means sati saptami. When this I sense is asleep means what? Means I sense remains resolved. Ahami, I sense does not sleep. The I sense remains resolved. ஐசன்ஸ் இஸ் அஸ் தோ அஸ்லீப். அடுத்த அகமி சுக்தே வென் ஐசன்ஸ் ரிமைன் ரிசால்வ்ட் வென் ஐசன்ஸ் இஸ் அஸ்லீப் வென் தேர் இஸ் நோ ஐசன்ஸ். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், இஸ் நோ ஐசன்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் தேர் இக்னரன்ஸ். வென் தேர் இஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி செல்ஃப், இக்னரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி செல்ஃப், when there is ignorance of the existence of the self, when this knowledge of self existence in terms of I am remains resolved, when this existence, okay, when this ignorance of the existence of the self, when I sense is asleep. Is it clear now? I have to use my own language. I have my own. Ahami sukte. See how important it is to follow this. But first, that vocabulary, Pujya Swamiji has really made very clear. Otherwise, you can see, go on to any translation, how confusing it is. Very confusing, isn't it? Aham is sukte, when I sense is asleep, means when there is no I sense, when there is no knowledge of the ignorance of the self-existence, when there is ignorance of the existence of the self. Is it clear? துக்க தோஷ பிரவருத்தையக ந திருஷ்யந்தே. ஹவு மெனி டைம்ஸ் ஐ டீச், ஹண்ட்ரட்ஸ் அண்ட் ஹண்ட்ரட்ஸ் ஆஃப் டைம்ஸ் ஐ ஹவ் ரிபீட்டட் திஸ். துக்க தோஷ பிரவருத்தையக, ஓகே, வாட் இஸ் பிரவருத்தி? பிரவருத்தி மீன்ஸ் திஸ் விருத்திஸ், ஓகே, திஸ் தி தாட் மாடிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் இன் டம் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பெயின், பிளஷர், ஆல் தீஸ் பேட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆப்போசிட்ஸ், எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் Okay, the experience of pairs of opposites is not there. That is absence of experience of pairs of opposites, which means we do not experience pain, pleasure, sukham, dukkham, labha, nashta. So all these pairs of experience are not there. Desires, anger, jealousy, hatred, nothing. It's called dukkha dosha pravruttayaha, means these impurities in the form of pain, etc., the thought modifications in terms of this impurity such as pain, etc., are not there when in deep sleep state. What is deep sleep state? Whenever there is knowledge of the, whenever there is ignorance of the existence of self, okay, there is ignorance is total. When there is total ignorance, that is deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, there is no experience of pairs of opposites. Is it clear? That's what he says, what? Ahami sukte. Ahami sukte means when I sense remains resolved, when I sense is, okay, is resolved, it is not there, it is asleep. Remaining resolved is remaining asleep. Understand? The thought remaining resolved is what? Remaining asleep. What is specific, special thought? First and the foremost of the thoughts, first and foremost of the manifestations is what? Knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, isn't it? That's what, when that I am, that knowledge remains resolved. When there is total ignorance, that's what is what? Ahami sukte. No, nothing is new, but I had to, the language is different, so I had to explain that really. அகமி சுக்தே கிமப்பி நிருஷ்யதே, நத்திங் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்ட். கிமப்பி நிருஷ்யதே வுட் ஹவ் பீன் ஈஸியர், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? பட் வாட் ஆச்சாரியா சேஸ், துக்க தோஷ பிரவருத்தயஹ ந திருஷ்யந்தே. ஆல் தீஸ் இம்பியூரிட்டிஸ் சச் அஸ் பெயின் எக்ஸெட்ரா ஆர் நாட் சீன், நத்திங் இஸ் சீன். வாட் இஸ் சீன் தேர் தென்? ஓன்லி பிளாங்க்னஸ் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் இஸ் சீன். Blankness of mind is seen. You can say blankness of mind is seen means total ignorance is experienced. Total ignorance is experienced. Not seeing anything is seeing total ignorance. Is it clear now? Knowing total ignorance is not seeing anything else. Everything else remains covered in the darkness of total ignorance. Therefore, only total ignorance is seen, nothing is seen. Ataha tasya eva tasya eva na me samsaraha kasya me samsriti samsartra sakshinaha. Very nice. Samsartra sakshinaha. Please make a note. Samsarta rikarantaha pullingaha samsartra shabdaha. Samsartra. Samsarta is equal to samsaraha. Make a note. Samsaraha akaranta pullinga shabdaha. Samsarta rikaranta pullinga shabdaha. Okay, same meaning. Samsarta is equal to samsaraha. You never heard samsartru shabda. Okay, samsara, samsara, samsara you heard. Samsarta is equal to samsaraha. Samsaraha, this beginningless, endless life of transmigration. Transmigratory life is what? Samsarta or samsaraha. I make it a compound word now. Samsara sakshi is equal to samsartra sakshi. Samsara sakshi is equal to samsartra sakshi. Witness of the life of transmigration. I am the witness of, okay, aham sakshi, samsartra sakshi aham, samsartra sakshinaha mama samsaraha nasti. I am the witness of samsara. For me, the witness of samsara, there is no samsara. Understand? I am distinct from samsara. I am the witness of samsara. Therefore, I am distinct from the witnessed samsara. I am free from the samsara. See, I have samsara. I go through samsara means what? You're identifying yourself with samsara, isn't it? What is samsara? Identifying oneself with the mind is hagwan. Identifying oneself with samsara. If you are witnessing the mind, you are witnessing the samsara. Your witness of samsara means you are free from samsara. Okay. Samsara is there only if the identity is with the mind. So, a lot of things I have to tell you here. We'll come back and see. It's okay. We cannot be late to the class. 10th verse, I'll repeat. And before I go to the class, I'll also go back to what I have to tell you. I'll connect it. Okay. We have serious intense class, not today, tomorrow morning.